verse 19. What? This is 1 Corinthians 6, 19. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own? God purchased you, put you in this house. I buy a house and put you in, let you live in it free of charge. At least you can do it, keep it clean. So when I come to visit you or come to fellowship with you, we can get to the table. Oh, me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so, he said, for you are not your own, for you are bought with a price. Is that right? Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Which are God's. Isn't that good? So, he said in verse 2, back to Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world. That's why he said, see, if you keep the same mindset you had before you got saved and you keep it after you get saved, you will have a problem walking in the divine life that God had given you. And so he said, I want you to renew your mind. Keep your body under. Keep it crucified. In other words, don't let it do what it wants to do, because it won't stay at home when it ought to be at assembling. People do that. I know a whole lot of members here. They got some good excuses tonight. But I promise you, if the word was out, pastor giving out $1,000 to every member that's church tonight, I couldn't get the door. There'll be members, non-members, some members, your members, their members, he members, she members. And you know it. Excuses will just disappear. Come on now. Come on now. And we have to be really watchful about those things. And those things creeps up on us and catch us, and we in trouble and don't know why. We can't get answers from God. We hadn't been a good steward of what he placed us in charge of. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. So he said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind, that you may do what? Prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's a good will, that's an acceptable will, and that's a perfect will. If you renew your mind, you can find out how to get to the perfect will. Okay. See, some people want to stay over in the good will. That's good what I did, but it wasn't the perfect will of God. That's acceptable, but that wasn't the perfect will of God. But if you get your mind renewed, you'll leave the good and acceptable and get to the perfect. That's what Jesus said. Jesus said, I always do what my Father tells me. Why? Because he was the perfect will of God in action. Come on. We like to get by with just enough to get by. Well, I went to church, but did you praise God the way you should have when you were there? It was good, you came. But what did you do? Did you just suck up some air? Or did you bring something to contribute to the worship? Oh, come on, y'all can talk to me. Then when the enemy shows up, because you got something stored up, he has to go on to the next place. But if you don't have anything stored up and your stuff is, your space is empty, he gonna fill it with his stuff. Then you wonder why all this stuff happening to me. Hallelujah. 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 So we want the perfect will of God. And Paul said, I forget those things which are behind me and pressing forward to those things which are before. See, we can't keep dragging up the past. If it wasn't good, let it go. Hallelujah. We live from the inside out. That's what God life and God nature is. We live from the inside. 2 Corinthians ten, three. 2 Corinthians 10 and 3. You got it? That is. For though we what? Walk in the flesh, see? See, we're in the flesh, but we don't live after the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. You spit on me, I'm going to spit on you. You talk about me, I'm going to talk about you. We live in the flesh, but we do not war after the flesh. Why? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We don't use carnal weapons because we know there's an unseen enemy trying to pull me over into the realm where he can defeat me. I am no match for him in the flesh. I can't handle spiritual enemies with fleshly weapons. So I can't allow him, I won't allow him to pull me over in the flesh, trying to make me mad, get me upset, get me into talking crazy, saying things I ought not to be saying. Because I know that if I do that, I am opening myself up to an attack that I can't offend. I'm leaving the door wide open and he can come in.